I'm Graham Pascoe. It's time for me to start our almost 2 hours of music program for you. And in today's program, you'll hear recordings by people such as Lloyd Price, a bright tune from Lloyd Price, and also another lively one from Louis Prima and Curly Smith. We'll hear from Tony Bennett, Kerry Bedell, Katie Noonan, another Australian singer, Billie Holiday, and Scottish singer Ella Logan, just to mention a few.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. And tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.
Tony Bennett, Rags to Riches, topped the Australian charts in 1954. It was written by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, who had a distinguished career writing the scores for The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees. And I played it because today's the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Jerry Ross in 1926. It's also the anniversary of the birth of Keely Smith in 1928.
Has me in a spell.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Pray the desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for.
Had me created for, and every time you're
lovely spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
The fire. For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in.
Able to hear Lloyd Price recording from 1959, Personality, and it was preceded by Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, a hit from 1958, That Old Black Magic.
It's the music of love.
Hear the tea kettle sing, away, 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 away. And Clegg's old cow moo in the meadow. hear the morning chimes down in the village clear as clear. In tune with the robin on the roof and the neighbor's chopping axe ringing on a maple. In tune with the laughing of the young ones having at a game. And the voice of one I dearly love calling my name. 'Tis the music of home, the music of home, full of wonder as angels song. All the music of home, the music of home, singing home is where I belong.
The music of home,
it is the music of home, the music of home, full of wonder as angels song.
Music of home, the music of home, singing home is where I belong. Home is where I belong.
The music of home. Written by Frank Lesser for a New York show called Green Willow in 1960, Bing Crosby sang it with Bob Thompson's orchestra and chorus.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. As far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I've got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can always come.
That What's Friends Are For, written by Burt Bacharach and his wife, Carol Bayer-Sager. The singer that you just heard was Kerry Bedell, recorded in Sydney in 1992.
Days have grown so lonely. I've lost the one and only. My pride has been humbled, for I'm heart, body, and soul. Oh, babe, I was a misadventure, babe. My house of cards had no foundation, although it has tumbled. I still am her body and soul. What lies before me? The future's stormy, the winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolves about home. What earthly good am I without her? My castle crumble. I'm her body and soul.
That was the orchestra of the French musician Paul Mauriat. Love is Blue, and it was a French song written by a French composer, André Pop. Before that, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra in 1930 played Body and Soul, music by John Green, lyrics by Robert Sauer.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the begin, to live it again is past all endeavor, except a tune touches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever, promising never, never to part. Moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys that we tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that they wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the begin. Oh yes, let them begin the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly knew what heaven we're in. When they begin the begin. When they begin the begin.
Begin the Begin, written by Cole Porter in 1935, much recorded by many artists. That one was the British singer Leslie Hutchison, who was known as Hutch.
Glamorous and that'll stand by. Amorous, it's all too wonderful. I cannot find the words. They're singing enough, but tell enough. I mean, they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and you're just too very, very. Dictionary. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
much, too much. And you're just too very, very too ill, baby. In Webster's dictionary. So I am borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, to tell you that you're just too wonderful, too marvelous for a word.
Too marvelous for words. A song written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer for a 1937 motion picture. And the recording that you just heard was made in Sydney in 1985, the singer Katie Noonan.
I'm always chasing rain. Watching clouds drifting by, my schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. Make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little.
Must have been moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I always remember that moon glow gave me you. That led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I always remember that moon glow brought me.
Billie Holiday sang Moon Glow, written by Will Hudson, Eddie DeLang and Irving Mills. And before that, you heard I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, sung by Judy Garland. In the early 1930s, a Broadway show titled Roberta was a great success, so it wasn't surprising that Hollywood decided to make a movie of it. They bought the rights and produced a motion picture titled Roberta in 1935. The music was once again written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, and they wrote two new songs for the movie version of Roberta. One of them was nominated for the Best Film Song of 1935, and after you play the two songs, the recordings, I'll challenge you to decide which was the Academy Award nomination for 1935.
Ask me, I won't dance. Don't ask me, I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming. You're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup.
I know that music leads the way to romance.
So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. Thank you.
miss. And night and day.
Two songs from the movie version of Roberta, both written by Jerome Kern with lyrics by Dorothy Fields. I Won't Dance and Lovely to Look At. Which one was nominated for the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1935? Well, I'll tell you in a moment. In the film, Fred Astaire sang I Won't Dance, and the recording that I played was by the Australian singer Brian Lawrence singing with Anne Lenner and the orchestra of Carol Gibbons in Great Britain. And Lovely to Look At was recorded by Irene Dunne. She was a star in the movie. Now, which one was nominated for the Academy Award? Lovely to Look At.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend. Papers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that is our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean in the way we care. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fences and hand and time may go. Oh, but oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. Ah, but they're only made of clay. Oh, but our love, it's here to stay.
Gershwin brothers George and Ira wrote Love is Here to Stay. That was a recording by the Scottish-born singer Ella Logan, who established her career predominantly in the United States. Bob Wills was a very successful American singer-songwriter. In 1939, he wrote a song called San Antonio Rose. 1 year later, lyrics were added, and the new version was called New San Antonio Rose. I'd like to play Bing Crosby's version of that recording for you.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live. With a memory beneath the stars all alone, it was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit pass that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path and rose, my rose of San Antonio. still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit past by the Alamo, and Rose, my Rose of San Antonio.
New San Antonio Rose, written by Bob Wills, sung by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of Bob Crosby in 1940.
I've got the stars above. Me and my filly, well, we both share the sloppy go happy, happy go lucky love. Well, life is sweet, oh, sweet as honey. Happy go lucky me.
Oh, who was happy? Happy-go-lucky. Well, it was the American singer Paul Evans. He had a hit with that in 1960. Apparently, he had a few hit records from 1951 to 1961. I can't say that I'm very familiar with his career. Paul Evans sang Happy-go-lucky me.